Year 1, Unit 5, Medical Ethics. Overview of Medical Ethics. Ethics, from Greek ethos, customary behavior, morals, means the system of principles of right or wrong in human conduct. Ethics in medical practice is called medical ethics. Medical ethics, as an essential branch of general ethics, determines the moral norms and standards for medical care. The statements of medical ethics require the physician to do what is best for the patient and place the patient's interests before the interests of the physician. Above all, the purpose of medical ethics is to protect and defend the dignity and patient's rights. History. The global medical profession has maintained simple ethical standards for more than 4,000 years. For example, the Hippocratic Oath, the Holy Bible, the Holy Quran, the Islamic legacy, as well as cultures, traditions, and social morality have shaped and guided the development of ethical standards in the medical profession. One of the oldest documents in history, the Oath by Hippocrates, is still held sacred by physicians. To treat the ill to the best of one's ability, to preserve a patient's privacy, to teach the secrets of medicine to the next generation, etc. Ethical guidelines. Development of science and technology have led to advances in medicine and health care. The change in life brings about new challenges for health workers, health researchers. Medical professionals constantly confront moral questions and ethical dilemmas. The old ethical norms became outdated and could not meet the requirements of modern life. That is why the World Medical Association adopted a number of international ethical codes. The Declaration of Geneva, 1948, and the Declaration of Lisbon, 1984, which are the guidelines for the medical profession nowadays. According to these guidelines, healthcare providers must not violate any ethical standards. Every doctor must make the care of his patient his first concern. Treat every patient politely and considerately. Give patients information in a way they can understand. Keep his professional knowledge up to date. Recognize the limits of his professional competence. Be honest and trustworthy. Respect and protect confidential information. Make sure his personal beliefs do not prejudice his patient's care. Act quickly to protect patients from risk if he has a good reason to believe that he or his colleague may not be fit to practice. Bioethics. The branch of ethics that directly relates to medicine and biology is known as bioethics or biomedical ethics. Bioethics is the study of debatable ethical problems brought about by advances in biology and medicine. Bioethicists are concerned with the ethical questions that arise in the relationships among life sciences, biotechnology, medicine, politics, law, and philosophy. The examples of bioethical issues are euthanasia. Should the medical profession help the terminally ill to end their lives when they choose? Genetic engineering. Should we permit an embryo to be cloned, copied exactly, to replace a child who has died? Should parents be able to select the genetic makeup of their children to produce so-called designer babies? Human fertility. IVF, in vitro fertilization, has made it possible for infertile women to have children, but should these include women long past the normal age of childbearing? Embryos can be frozen and implanted in the mother at a later date. But should these require the consent or permission of both parents if the marriage has broken down? What are the rights of a surrogate mother, one who carries a child for a woman who is unable to do so, over that child? Transplant surgery. Who should give consent for the removal of body parts for transplant surgery?